There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from two very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he is so old when he orders a three-minute egg, they ask him for the money up front. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Now, I like that one, Jeff. That was a good one. Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along in this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and today we're going to do a lot of horsing around. We're going to be visiting with some saddle makers and some folks that have done a lot of rodeo work back in the good old days. Coming up next weekend, June the 29th and 30th, is Trenton, Missouri's sesquicentennial. And sesquicentennial means that the town has been there, as an organized town at least, for 150 years. And some of the folks we're going to be talking to isn't quite that old, but they've been around for a while and have been real big in the horse industry, one way or the other. So I have with me today Peggy Veach Robinson. Peggy Veach, she was Peggy Veach before she was a Robinson, and she's part of the Veach Saddle Company that was incorporated in Trenton, Missouri in 1919. The company has been in the Veach family that long, and Peggy, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good morning, Derry.
So, the big event is coming up in just a couple of, actually just about a week and a half now.
Oh, it's getting too close. Planning this in 2005, I thought, well, I've got plenty of time, and now everybody's in panic mode. But we've got things under control.
Now, give me a little history of the Veach Saddle Company, because, see, I grew up in Heck Saddlery at California, Missouri.
I remember going to Heck Saddlery with my father.
Right. They were the oldest wholesale harness dealers west of the Mississippi River.
Is that right?
Right. And they just went out of business in the last, I don't know, 20-some years probably. Mm-hmm. But they go back, I'm sure, further than 1919. I don't have the history on it. But my grandfather was a partner with William Heck, and They went by the name Heck Saddlery. Interestingly enough, to my knowledge, a saddle was never made there.
Oh.
They made strictly harness, mostly work harness.
If I remember correctly, though, when I went down there with my father, a lot of dog harness. Is that correct?
They made everything.
Uh-huh.
But it was all in the harness line. As far as saddles go, they bought their saddles from Veach. I know they carried Veach saddles. They carried Bona Allen saddles.
Uh-huh.
And back in those days, I don't think we had Circle Y in some of the saddles they have today. I don't know. I don't remember them if they did.
Well, Boney Allen was a big manufacturer in the early days also. But Daddy started making saddles in 1919. So this is our 88th year.
88th year.
Uh-huh. And to our knowledge, Derry, to our knowledge, we are the oldest saddlery firm in the United States today, still owned by original family members.
And I'll bet that's right.
There's been several that has been maybe older or as old, but when they've sold, they've sold outside the family.
You know, I'm not surprised that some of the major saddle makers haven't tried to buy you guys out. Have you been approached?
No, we haven't been approached. I still get calls once in a while saying, well, I didn't know if Veach was still making saddles or not. I said, yeah, we're still here. We're just not putting out a catalog like my father did in the past years. We're strictly now just made to order, special made to order. And we do have a brochure, but we don't put out a full-fledged catalog that we have in the past.
People that want to learn more about you and your saddlery, though, you can get on the Internet. I did that. And Jeff did that, at least. Okay. And it's just www.veachsaddlery.com.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Craig's got some things
to say
about that.
Jeff said spell Veach. V-E-A-C-H.
V-E-A-C-H.
Right.
Yeah, there is four different ways of spelling Veach. The original Veach was V-E-I-T-C-H.
Really?
And then over the, yeah. In fact, I belong to the International Four V's, and it's V-E-I-T-C-H, V-E-A-C-H, V-E-A-T-C-H, and V-E-E-C-H. Confusing.
See, I have a difficult time spelling anyway, but let's go with V-E-A-C-H.
We're going to go with V-E-A-C-H. We do have another family here in town, V-E-A-T-C-H, and we kid each other all the time. You're not spelling your name right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, back in the good old days, and I refer to the times that I was growing up. And like I said, I grew up in a harness shop.
Yes.
During World War II, they had probably 20 men working at Hex, making harness mostly for the Army. During World War II, mm-hmm. People say, oh, they didn't use horses in World War II. All that, all of the Burma Road, the Burma... What was that? The
Burma shave sign?
No. The Burma Road. We were in Burma, and it rained constantly, and harness would rot, and they did all that with mules over there in the jungle.
Okay.
One of my neighbors who just passed away just two or three years ago, and I should have brought that book in here. I've got a book about this mule bunch, that bunch of soldiers that had the mules in Burma. But everything would rot because it rained every day, and I have, believe it or not, I guess the only one in existence, an aluminum horse collar.
Really?
And my grandfather invented this thing, and back in those days, they didn't know how to make aluminum lightweight like it is now. And it said they made the mule's neck sore. But I could see where it would work today, you know, making things as light as they did. But they couldn't, you know, the leather would rot in the jungles. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold prices moved higher Tuesday on a weaker dollar.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442.
Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we're visiting today with Peggy Veach. We have some other guests on the show. We're going to talk about trick riding and trick roping here in just a little while, because that's what they're going to be doing in Trenton's Sesquicentennial Rodeo, June 29th and 30th. By the way, Peggy listens to me, along with a lot of other folks in that part of Missouri, on KTTN, a longtime affiliate on the Brownfield Radio Network, as well as the Common Sense Coalition. You know, I'm going to tell one more Heck Saddlery story, because I think it's kind of interesting, especially for the women that are on birth control pills. I'm serious. Back in the early 50s, probably one of the last big order that Hex had in the harness making industry was to build harness that fit pregnant mares and carried a rubber container under the mare's tail so that they could collect the urine from these pregnant mares. PMS stood at that time for pregnant mare serum. And they made the birth control pills out of progesterone that came from the blood of pregnant mares. And they had to bleed those mares every day, and that got to be kind of an ordeal, because the horses, after they get a needle stuck in them so much, they get a little bit hard to handle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they came up and invented this harness that was a collection harness, and they just hung it on a stalled horse, a horse that was tied in the stall, and just left it on her. And collected the urine, and then from the urine they extracted the progesterone that went into birth control pills. Now, how many people know that? A lot more now than did.
Well, yeah, a lot more now than did, but I have heard of that. There was, Canada was a big country that was doing that at one time.
Well, their harness probably came from Heck Saddlery at California, Missouri, because they hauled out a load of harness almost daily there for a long, long time, took it up to the depot and shipped it. But anyway, so much for that. Now, you are you did trick riding back in the 1950s, is that right?
Yeah, I did about 3 years of it, is all the last years of the Veach Rodeo, yeah.
Now, your company had a rodeo that went around over the country, right?
Yes, sir.
And I was not aware of that.
Veach Rodeo. And at one time, my older brother, there were six children in the family. Monroe and Alta Veach had six children. I'm the youngest. Billy Veach was the oldest. He was the rodeo producer. And he even moved to Lenapa, Oklahoma for a few short years and was affiliated with Fred Lowry.
I was going to say Lenapa is where Choate Webster is.
Yeah, well, Fred Lowry was Choate's uncle.
Right.
Yeah. And Billy and Fred collaborated, and it was Veach Lowry Rodeos. And then Billy came back into the state of Missouri, I believe in the early 50s, 52, I believe, 53 maybe, and maybe sooner. And he was killed in 1957.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you have acne, please listen carefully.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we have returned. Peggy, give our listeners a little bit of an introduction into trick riding, because you just don't see it anymore. When I was a little kid at the American Royal, every year they would have Knapp's Rough Riders come in, the rodeo kids, and they do this trick riding. Give us a little rundown on what trick riding really is.
Well, trick riding is just performing stunts on the back of a running horse. There's trick riding schools today, but back then it was just maybe strictly teaching on your own. In our case, our father did that in his younger, well, he was still trick riding up until he was past 60, but he taught us girls and the boys. There's two boys in the family, and trick riding and trick roping. The girls tend to do what we call strap work, which is strictly on top of the horse, the Roman stand, or the Liberty stand, or the Hippodrome stand, and then there's some straps hanging off of the D rings that you can do layover or the fender drag and such as that. There were some girls that did some groundwork, which means coming off of the saddle, hitting the ground, getting back over on the other side and come back. And then there's hand holds on the back of a trick saddle that you can work off of the back of the horse. I never did was even interested in doing the under the neck or the under the belly. That was just a little bit too scary for me, but I know some women that and girls that did that, and a lot of the men, most of the men originated that, and they still do it today.
You know, I was visiting with G.B. Oliver the other day, and we were talking about this. In fact, I'm trying to get him to come out here to go to be in Trenton with me this week and next weekend.
Well, I hope he does, and I hope you do come up.
But anyway, G.B. says, you know, I've done a lot of those trick riding maneuvers when I was riding Bronx in the rodeos. He said, I've done that under the belly thing a lot of times, but I always ended up getting stepped on.
Well, it's all in the timing, Derry. It's all in the timing. You got to know when to get underneath there and back up on the other side when that front leg's not coming back and the back leg's not coming up.
Yeah, it's got to be quick, doesn't
it? It's got to be quick, and you got to know it takes hours and hours of practice.
You know, we used to, like I said, I saw the Knapp's Rough Riders and the rodeo kids, and I'd come home, and I had a little kind of a pony horse. She was about 13 one-inch high when I was 10, 11 years old back at that time. And I could do a little of that just from watching them, where you take hold of the saddle horn, get your horse to gallop.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. If you don't have an arena, it's hard to keep a horse in a slow canter where you can do this.
Right.
But,
A short horse works.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Short horse is the best.
Right. We'd hold onto the saddle horn, you know, and then jump off and then never turn loose and then jump over their back. And I was pretty active. A skinny little kid can do a lot of things you can't do when you grow up.
Yeah.
That's why everybody needs a skinny little kid around.
They heal up quicker, too.
Today it would be called child abuse.
Yeah, probably, no doubt.
All right, now tell me, you mentioned the trick saddles. Actually, you make trick saddles.
Yes, sir, we do. It's wonderful to see that interest come back. We've made several trick saddles, and probably more in the last 3 years than we've had in the last 30 years.
So, see, this is coming back, but I didn't realize it because you never see it on television rodeos, and that's where we used to see it all the time. You know, the trick riders and trick ropers would come in during the,
As a specialty act and as a fill-in in between running from one end of the arena to the other, you know, like the rough stock to the timed event, you know. It was a fill-in while they were getting ready. But now if there is a rodeo televised, they tend to go to a commercial break if they have an act like that. So
you
don't see
but
it.
But even at the rodeos, you don't.
Even at the rodeos have gotten so big and more prize money and more cowboys and cowgirls, more contestants, that they just don't have time.
They do, they bring in some singing stars.
Yeah, they if they want to draw, why, they bring in somebody, you know, from Nashville or,
You know, I thought so much of Roy Rogers, but he was at I attended a rodeo at Camdenton, Missouri, the J-Bar-H Rodeo back.
Yeah, when we made the trophy saddles, which they call the Governor's Trophy Saddles, for several years for Harry.
Okay.
That put on the Camdenton.
Right. What was Harry's last name?
Gene and Harry Nelson.
Harry Nelson. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Roy Rogers was a specialty act down there.
Uh-huh.
And he came in, had a little kid on the trigger. And they had the spotlight on him and all that. But when it was over, his act probably lasted, 10 minutes, something
probably
like that.
Probably tops.
He spent the rest of the night, the entire evening, going through the crowd, shaking hands and signing autographs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many TV stars or radio stars or any kind of stars would do that today?
Not too many. They feel like they were wasting their time.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Dairy...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices moved higher Tuesday on a weaker dollar and $69 oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $4.70 to $660.50 an ounce. Silver rose 10 cents to $13.27 an ounce. Though gold's trading range remained contained, physical buyers found value, said traders. Meanwhile, the Home Builders Index fell to a 16-year low as tighter lending practices and rising mortgage rates crimped sales, weighing on Wall Street. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Dairy Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he lives on a one-way dead-end street and he doesn't know how he got there, Dairy Brownfield!
And we have returned. We're talking about KTTN's sesquicentennial. That's not quite right. KTTN is our local affiliate there in Trenton where they're having the sesquicentennial. Did you start to say something, Peggy?
No, I was going to correct you. No, okay. Not KTTN, it's Trenton.
Right, right. You mentioned Specialty Act a while ago, and I was talking to a lady who is a rancher in Kansas some time ago. And I said, I'm going to Alamogordo. She calls occasionally, and we discuss what's going on in the world. And she says, oh, Alamogordo. She said, I worked a rodeo there once. And I said, what do you mean you worked a rodeo? Well, she said, I did Roman-style riding. And she sent me a picture of her riding a pair of horses. And with me today, I guess we still have Melba Pruitt on the phone, don't we, Jeff? Hi, Melba, you're on the air.
Okay. This is an interesting show.
Well, it is to us old-time cowboys, I guess.
Oh, it brings back a lot of memories, yes, back in those days when we farmed with horses, even.
Right. Now, how did you get into trick riding?
Well, I didn't actually trick ride. It was a Roman riding. There were so many trick riders, and you didn't make as much money as you would if you had a contract act at that time. And I just wanted to make a living with horses, and so I decided that maybe that would be one way of doing it.
I have a picture of you at the Missouri State Fair with your horse doing the, what'd you call it, the camel's bend, or they have different names for that, where he's got his nose down on the ground, a foot behind him, and...
Oh, yeah, bowing down.
Bowing down.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's real easy to do. I need that nowadays, that make it easier to get on a horse. But I had access to two horses, two Palomino horses, and they were real smart, real easy to train, and I taught them to work together.
And they were both stallions, you tell me.
Yeah, they were both stallions. I wanted something that would be a drawn card, and I was kind of a green country kid. I wasn't from a rodeo family, and I just thought maybe, you know, something a little different. It's unheard of to have two stallions working together, but these two were well behaved.
Now, you, I have a picture of you riding Roman style. For people that are not familiar with that, you have a foot on each horse.
Yeah.
And you stand up in the middle of their backs.
Yeah.
Did you use one of each's trick riding saddles?
I had a trick riding saddle. It was just strictly for grand entries, parades, and things like that, just for show. I didn't do any trick riding. I could only use one act in a rodeo, and there was, like I say, there was better money in a trained horse act. So, but trick riding is, it's really interesting. That brochure that you sent me about the Trenton Rodeo.
Right.
Boy, those were terrific pictures of those trick riders.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Oh, yes, very good job. And it is dangerous work, and you need a very good horse. Trick riding is not easy. But I noticed that J.W. Stoker was in that brochure. I've worked several rodeos where he worked, and he was really a tremendous trick rider. And a roper, too, trick roper.
You know, talking about roping, we mentioned Fred Lowry here a while ago, and he was Choate Webster's uncle. You know, Ben Johnson came right out of that same part of Oklahoma, and Ben Johnson was John Wayne's sidekick in all those Western movies.
Yeah.
And he was a roper.
Now that Ben Johnson was something. We used to go down to those Mahuska Ropings. That was quite an event.
I'm going to ask you a question. How many times when you were learning to do these Roman rides did you fall off the horse?
I learned to ride down a gravel road. You learned to stay up on them.
Well, you didn't have an arena to ride in either, did you?
I didn't have an arena. For somebody that was showing horses, I didn't have very good facilities.
Let's go to, is it Robert or Craig that's going to talk about the saddles?
It's Craig.
Craig. Hi, Craig. You're
Hi,
on the
Derek.
Air. Yeah, good to have you with us today.
Yeah. Yeah, we made a commemorative saddle for this Trenton Sesquicentennial, and it's going to be raffled off the 4th of July.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not going to do it at the Sesquicentennial.
Well, the 4th of July is also part of the Sesquicentennial.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was just a two-day thing. It's just a rodeo that's the two-day deal.
Well, the Wild West Entertainment's a two-day thing, but then there's all kinds of other stuff going on up here through the 4th of July.
You know, I bought the best, I thought it was the best saddle that Bighorn made back, oh, it was about 1960. It cost $300.
Mm-hmm.
It weighed, the shipping weight was 48 pounds without the girths or stirrups. It's just like an easy boy chair. I mean, it is a comfortable, nice Western saddle. It costs $300. What would that saddle, do you suppose, cost today? And it's all brass. All of the hardware in it is brass.
Well, I'd be guessing if Bighorn were still in business, it'd be over $2,000.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You see, the saddle isn't any more expensive. The dollar just isn't any good.
Right. Yeah. Because our base price is... $21.75 for a plain saddle.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But you get a saddle that's made properly.
Yeah.
See, I watched. I didn't see saddles built when I was a kid, but I've seen hundreds of them torn apart and put back together. People were always bringing in saddles, had a broken tree or they'd torn it up or something. And so many saddles today are made so chintzy, you know, you certainly wouldn't want to tie a steer to the horn.
Yeah, a lot of them, there's all kinds of different kinds of everything out there. Even, you know, I made a comparison the other day to a guy trying to explain to him the difference. I said, look at automobiles. You've got a Hyundai, then you go to Mercedes-Benz, and there's all kinds of stuff in between. Same way with us.
And every time you buy one, it's a little bit chintzier.
Well, I really don't want to sit here and be knocking anybody else's work, but there's a lot of different ways to make a saddle.
Well, I was thinking about cars.
Yeah.
But right.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference in everything out there in the world today.
And difference in leather.
Yes, big difference.
You know, you see a bridle hanging in a tack shop someplace.
Yep.
And you think, boy, that's pretty nice looking bridle, and you get it down and look at it, and it's pretty crummy, really.
Yep. Well, and like this sesquicentennial saddler, it was made right here in Trenton, and all the leather that I used in it came out of Herman Oak Tannery in St. Louis, Missouri.
Herman Oak.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of that name for years. How long have they been in business?
Oh, since the 1800s. They've had that tannery right there in the same spot.
Right.
Down there on the river.
Now, Mike.
But we feel like Herman Oak leather is the best you can get your hands on.
And all right, now, my grand... See, he didn't buy much saddle leather. They
right.
kept... Maybe they kept a few rolls of saddle leather.
Uh-huh.
But my grandfather would buy car loads of harness leather.
Harness leather, yes, sir.
And he went to Tennessee to get that.
Probably down Chattanooga.
I don't know. All I can remember, I was a little bitty kid, but he'd be gone, and he'd gone to Tennessee to buy leather. And then I'd watch him bring it in, you know. It comes in a great big roll.
Yep.
I don't know They had to handle it, you know, with equipment. You couldn't just pick up a roll of leather.
Well, back then, a whole roll of leather was 10 sides.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, a roll used to be 10 sides, but they've knocked it down to... Well, you can still buy what's called a roll, but it comes 5 sides to a package, so they can ship it cheaper.
And I wonder if they still tan it in the United States. Of course, you said Herman Oak still tans in St. Louis. But
yes, sir.
I'll bet a lot of that stuff comes from Japan because most of our cattle hides go overseas.
Yeah, a lot of it's coming out of Mexico and Argentina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wonder why we send so much of our... I was in Japan some years ago with a group of businessmen, and one of the things that they were trying to get the Japanese to buy, they were showing how they salted the green hides and shipped them to Japan.
Yep.
And I thought, well, why would they do that? You know what? Can't we use them here? But we only kill over 500,000 cattle every week. You know, every one of them's covered with cowhide. You'd think we wouldn't have to go someplace else to get leather. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich?
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
You know, Melba mentioned a while ago that those are beautiful pictures, and those people are really doing some fantastic trick riding on this colorful brochure that we have here. Can you, either Melba or Peggy, can you remember the Knapp's Rough Riders back in the probably early 1940s during World War II, or the Rodeo Kids? Either one of you?
I just recall the name, Derry. Daddy made a lot of trick saddles for Roy Knapp's Rough Riders, and then they became the Rodeo Kids. Now I remember the Rodeo Kids.
Okay, the same deal then, were they not?
Yeah, they were the same deal. They started out as Roy Knapp Rough Riders. Is that what you remember, Melba?
Yeah, well, I remember the Rodeo Kids always had a morning show at the... their Kansas City American Royal.
Yes.
And those kids were really good.
Mm-hmm. You know, you think about that, and today, you know, you know those kids got banged up learning to do those acts. They had to. And today, Roy Knapp would probably be doing penitentiary time for child abuse.
I'm looking at a poster right now, Derry, that a gentleman here in town found in his home, and it's Rodeo Kids, and they were here in Trenton in 1971.
Oh, really?
Yes. I didn't know that they were still around. I really don't know what year it was that the interest was lost there, but, yeah, this was in 1971, sponsored by the local Lions Club.
All right, now I'm looking at your brochure now.
Yeah.
Peggy Walton doing, and what do you call that? Where she's hanging, she's got her feet in the handholds and her head's almost touching the ground behind the horse.
Yes, that's just called kind of a suicide drag off of the.
All right, could you do that when you were in the business?
No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that.
What did you do?
I enjoyed doing the fender drag.
All right, now, is that the picture under this, Peggy Walton?
Let's see, that's so far away from me. Yeah, what? The fender drag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy's doing
right. Okay.
The fender drag. I enjoyed doing that one and the hippodrome stand.
Now, what's the difference between hippodrome?
Hippodrome is the strap across the front D standing up on the saddle, on the horse.
Okay, what's Liberty then?
It's the same. Sometimes it depends on what the announcer calls it. Sometimes it's called the flyaway, but it's generally either the Liberty stand or the hippodrome stand. Because that strap you're using to put your feet in to stand up is called a hippodrome strap.
Okay. And your trick saddles, they all come with all those?
No, they don't. All working straps are extra.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, I hear the music. Let's take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2641 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2641. There's absolutely no obligation.
And we have returned. Peggy, we just have, or all of you, we just have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Peggy, I wish you would bring us up to date on really what people are going to be seeing at the sesquicentennial. I mean, there's more to this than just the Friday and Saturday trick riding Wild West entertainment thing.
Yes, sir, there is. The website for the whole schedule is www.trenton150.org.
Trenton150.org.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
O-R-G. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm getting a schedule here. Okay. We've got... A train, the Rock Island, and I'm sorry, we got a railroad show. Our entertainment, we're going to have an evening parade January the 29th.
January, come on.
I'm sorry. Gosh darn, Derry, you've got me so confused. June the 29th is the first performance at 8 o'clock, but we're going to have a sesquicentennial parade beginning at 6.
Okay.
But the kickoff for the sesquicentennial is going to be the 29th. And then the 30th, we've got kids' game schedule starting at 9 o'clock, pony rides, tennis, basketball, horseshoe pitching, skateboarding. Then we're going to have a second performance of the Wild West Entertainment at 1 o'clock. We've got a railroad show at the Rock Barn, which is located in the fairgrounds area, featuring a mainliner model train exhibit and some railroad vendors and other exhibits and items for sale. We've got a couple of local girls here in town. Well, several local women here in town are paying tribute to Annabelle Baher, that taught quilting classes for years and years, and they're going to have a fantastic quilt show at the high school commons, which the high school is located just north of the fairgrounds. And then we're going to have local entertainment players in what they call a tag play, which is the Trenton Acting Guild. Tag stands for Trenton Acting Guild. And two performances of it, and it's going to be at the Hoover Theater at the local Grundy mm-hmm. County Library.
So, all this is going to be coming up next weekend, the 29th and the 30th at Trenton, Missouri. I plan on coming up to the 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon program.
1 o'clock is the last performance of the Wild West Entertainment.
Okay. So, there's just two performances, right?
There's two performances. I mentioned the 6 o'clock parade before the first performance. I understand you were in a parade in Trenton years ago.
A long, long, long time ago.
What? You don't remember what year that was?
We had just started the network.
Uh-huh.
So, it would have been back about 73 or 4.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And KTTN was one of our very first affiliates. When we started the network, and I've mentioned this several times, but everything had to be done on telephone lines. So we had to keep our affiliates in a little tight group because the line haul got so great. It was, you know, we paid so much per mile per minute,
mm-hmm.
and we kept those lines open 24 hours a day. And Trenton was one of the very first affiliates that we had. And KTTN, Marv Lewers was owner and operator of KTTN back
yes.
in those days.
He's still living here in town.
Okay, I've been to his home.
Museum.
I've been to his home out by the lake. I guess, is he still there?
He's still there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I seen him last Sunday at the museum.
Well, we're about out of time. Let's tell all of our listeners, if you want to see some Wild West entertainment, go to Trenton, Missouri, Friday, June the 29th, Saturday, June the 30th. We're out of time. I appreciate you calling in, Melba. It's been a pleasure. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, all the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
We meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.